go back this way some?
Yeah.
And you had one on each side?
Yeah, on each side.
Okay.
Then you come on down to the kitchen, and the bathroom was located close to the to your bedrooms.
You mean in, like in the corner over here?
Yeah, on the corner over there.
Okay, was there just one of those, or?
If you had, that's the only room you had for you, just one bathroom for a family of four,
mm-hmm.
average.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you had more, you'd have to have more of everything, more bedrooms and more lavatory.
Yeah. Well, what about dining? Where would you do the dining?
Dining room, they have a dining room right next to the kitchen.
Okay, well, what would be behind the living room up here? I know it's a little bit of a portion.
Well, a lot of times they had
Let's say all of this is,
yeah.
is a living room.
Of course, this is your back door here in the back. This is your front door.
Mm-hmm.
This is your back door here. This is your servant's entrance, whatever you want to call it. The back door, bring your groceries in. They don't bring your groceries in the front door, see,
mm-hmm.
in those days.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a kitchen and a wash tub. They didn't have a washing machine. And they had a porch across the back of it, see.
Okay.
But they had their wash tubs. And
would that be all the way across the back of the house?
Yeah.
Stay out here? Okay, now was the kitchen all the way across?
Well, it was in the square, just about like this offset, see.
Okay, in off the back
yeah.
door.
And the kitchen, you come on here, and then you got your bedroom and your living room. The same works if you come in the front door.
Mm-hmm. Well, what would be over here and over here?
Well, you got to have room for your closets and your pantry, and your kitchen has to be large. And if you have four or five, like you do here now, this is just for two people.
Because
mm-hmm. all of it would be large, it would be the same thing. Want to be larger, more room.
Okay.
For a family of four, for a family of two, you wouldn't have much.
Mm-hmm.
But see, you start out when in those days you had a family of four to six because they had big families then.
Mm-hmm.
But now you see they just like your apartments. You see the change, and you meet yourself coming out and you're coming in. See.
Mm-hmm.
You just got this one small space, and that's it.
Would this all be one floor? Would you have a?
Well, no, it's all ground floor level.
Yes, it's all ground floor level.
Yes.
Okay, now most of the rest of these questions are just going to be short answer questions, and I'm just going to ask you to complete the end of a sentence or something like that. Okay, now what was a part of the house that you had a fire in and that the smoke went up?
Well, they had, in the early days, they had a grill of coal, and they had a fireplace, the heating stove, in the living room. Mm-hmm. Then they had the kitchen where the kitchen stove burned wood, see,
mm-hmm.
or coal. That's all they had in the kitchen, so they cooked with wood, and therefore they heated with it. Just have spaces for keeping steam and stuff over the stove, and they were three times as big as a stove, see.
Mm-hmm.
They were wrought iron, and then they had these pot-bellied stoves for the bedrooms, or didn't have any gas or nothing for a while, and then they got the gas stove and put them in there because it didn't take up much room, and
mm-hmm.
it took a lot of gas to them because they had high ceilings.
And that was in the kitchen?
All over the house.
Oh, you had a gas stove in the living room too?
No, they didn't have any gas stove. Everything was wood.
Oh, okay, well, I mean, you had a wood stove in
the room. Of course, the same thing happened when they come into gas, heating and cooking with gas, they just put in a smaller stove.
Mm-hmm.
There was no architectural change in it at all. Just went ahead and